This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I'm using my deep, sexy voice today because I'm getting over a cold. The last 2 days have been kind of miserable, but it's getting a little bit better today, although my head hurts, especially when I cough. So I'm not going to do that. I just choose not to do that. All right, let's try and have some fun today with these words. What are these words? These words are... The first word is gallivant, something that I think more people should be doing. This is spelled G-A-L-L-I-V-A-N-T. You could also spell it, it's a little bit different, G-A-L-A-V-A-N-T. This is an intransitive verb. Intransitive verb from 1823. Number one, to go about, usually ostentatiously or indiscreetly, with members of the opposite sex. Well, I guess I was thinking more of the second definition when I thought more people should be doing this. Although, you know what? Sure, why not? Let's have more people be being ostentatious or indiscreetly going around with members of the opposite sex. But also, we gotta call out that this definition is old. It should be something like members of the sex that they are attracted to, or the gender that they are attracted to, or something along those lines, because this is old. This is just old-fashioned. So I hope the dictionary gets some updated, you know, modern definitions. All right, so yes, hey, people of the sex or gender that I'm attracted to, would you like to go gallivanting with me when I use my sexy, deep, cold voice here on NPR? Okay, now we have number two, which is to travel, roam, or move about for pleasure. Excuse me. Out of my way, people. Excuse me. I need to move about for pleasure. This is me moving about for pleasure. Moving about in this way gives me such pleasure. I would like to go gallivanting around the world. Honestly, yeah, this sounds pretty good to me. I want to travel the world, meet interesting people, go to amazing places, experience what the world has to offer, the food, the stuff, waterfalls. I want to gallivant around the world. Okay, that's really all I want in life, and maybe some other things too. All right, let's make a sound effect. I'm going to go... Now we have the word gall midge. Two words. I do remember when Christoph was on this podcast for the word dwarf, the word midge came up, and I believe it was like some sort of fly or insect or something, which is where the word midget comes from. You know, problematic. So this gall midge is a noun from circa 1889. Any of numerous minute dipteran flies, most of which cause gall formation in plants. And I believe in the previous episode, we had something about the gall. Was it specifically just gall fly? Two episodes ago, yes, we had gall fly. So gall midge is a specific kind of gall fly. And the gall wasp, coming up in the next episode, is also part of this world of these insects that are making the galls happen in plants. I didn't know anything about this before two episodes ago. I live my life episode by episode. That's how I track time. So the family name for the gall midge is Cecidomyidae. C-E-C-I-D-O-M-Y-I-I-D-A-E. Oh, such a good word. Cecidomyidae. I think I added a little extra just for flair. Next is gall mite, M-I-T-E. The gall might bite ya. Noun from 1881. Any of various minute four-legged mites that form galls on plants. So more insects that are creating these galls on plants. The family name for these mites is Aerophidae. Something like that. Now we have gall nut. One word. Noun from 1572. This is a gall resembling a nut. So, a gall resembling a nut? Is this the gall on the plant that the insects, the flies, and the midges, and the mites, and the wasps are making on the plant? I don't know, maybe I should just look up a picture of a gall nut. Sometimes you feel like a gall nut, sometimes you don't. A gall nut. A gall nut is a hard, nut-like growth on an oak tree. There you go. Formed when an insect lays eggs on a young branch. The young branch, I believe, it's much, much more malleable and soft, and so it can grow. An old branch is hard in its ways. These galls are rich in tannins and are used for tanning leather, creating natural dyes, and for traditional medicinal purposes. They are also used in the making of iron gall ink, which was common historically. So these are the galls, but they resemble a nut? Do some galls not resemble nuts? What's special about these galls other than they look like nuts? All right. Now we have gallon. G-A-L-L-O-N. Noun from the 13th century. I never thought about where this word came from, and it does look like we have a little etymology to talk about. So, a gallon. Just what I'm used to. I'm used to my milk coming in a gallon. I'm used to my gas coming in a gallon. But not other countries. Their things come in other forms. So this is a unit of liquid. A liquid capacity equal to 231 cubic inches or 4 quarts. It says to go see the weight table. You can go look at the weight table to learn about this thing that is not a weight. it's a liquid capacity. It's not weight. How is that? I don't know. But the gallon. 231 cubic inches. Excuse me, can I have 231 cubic inches of milk, please? Thank you very much. I enjoy all of my liquids in cubic inches. What else? What did I learn? When you go into a toilet, a urinal, sometimes people who use those things, they will see that this thing flushes, it's like 3.8 liters, which is the equivalent of 1 gallon. My memory was correct. I don't know why they put that on there. It's like, is it 1 gallon flush? And for those of you who are not in America, that equals 3.78541178 liters, which is about 3.8 liters. And that's a lot. So yeah, your gas is coming in liters, and your liquids are all often coming in liters. And we like gallons, but we also like liters. We also like quarts and pints and ounces. It's very confusing. A gallon, if my memory serves correctly, it's 128 ounces because it's 4 quarts, and a quart is, what would that be? Math quick, 32 ounces? Is that right? Yep. It's just, you know, they all, you can put them all together and then they make a gallon. So, this word is from the Middle English, gallon, which is a liquid measure, which is from the Anglo-French galloon, which is from the Middle Latin galetta, which means pail. Ah, like a pail, like a you're carrying a pail of water from the water well, which is also a liquid measure. And so I guess maybe the pail, it was like, it's about 231 cubic inches. So that pail, what was the original pail? Is it in the museum, the original pail that became the gallon? The gallon is a pail. That's all it is. Good to know. Good trivia right there. Next we have gallonage. Gallon with an A-G-E, noun from circa 1909. This is amount in gallons. What's the gallonage? What's the gallonage of your car tank? My car tank gallonage is, I don't know, 12 to 14 gallons or something. It's when I fill up my tank and it hits 12 gallons, I'm like, ooh, I was low. That's bad. You know, normally it's like around 10 gallonage is what I'm filling up. All right, next. It's the word galloon. Galloon. It's like a balloon. It's 231 cubic inches. Okay, so a galloon is a noun from 1604. It is a narrow trimming, as of lace or braid, with metallic threads, having both edges scalloped. Both edges are scalloped, so I think that means they're kind of wavy and curvy. And it's a narrow trimming, and then maybe you put it on some clothes, and let's look at a picture of galloon. Is this with two L's? Yes, of course it is, because we're in the Gaul section, of course. Galloon. Hello, galloon. I'm going to click on the images so we can see what you are looking like. Yes, lots of different types of galloons that are mostly scalloped on the edges. And, you know, lots of different lace patterns and things like that. So, you know, it's just a way to decorate things and make them look nice. If you want something to look nice, put some galloon on it. All right. It's just from French. Now we have gallop. First form, verb from the 15th century. Starting with intransitive. Number one, to progress or ride at a gallop. You might be sitting on a horse doing this gallop. Maybe the horse is galloping. Either way, you're galloping. You're going at a current speed, which is gallop speed. Set a course at gallop speed. Number two, to run fast. Transitive, number one, to cause to gallop. So this is where somebody says, hey, gallop that horse. And then you say, hey, horse, can you please run fast? Thank you. Set a course for gallop speed. And then their horse will say, okay, I'm Mr. Ed. Here comes a gallop. Number two, to transport at a gallop. Well, you know, horses and ponies and such are used to move stuff around. So I guess they're like, hey, we got to get it quick. Let's gallop it over there. Quickly, quickly now. You got to run fast. Don't you hate it when people don't show hustle? I get very angry when people aren't hustling. Galloper, that is a noun. There is no etymology, but we do have it in the next word, so we're going to go to the second form of gallop is a noun from 1523. Number one, a bounding gait of a quadruped. Specifically, a fast, natural, usually four-beat gait of the horse. And it says compare to the third form of the word canter and also the word run. So those are all different types and speeds of runs that these four-legged creatures will do. I think we usually use gallop for a horse, but I guess technically you could use it for other four-legged animals. Except that dog in Parks and Rec, because it only has three legs. Let's see, fast natural run, four-beat, yeah, it's like, I see, and they're all different. It's like, once they kick into that next gear, their legs are going to go a different way. I don't know which one's the gallop, but it's fast. It's a fast one. Number two, a ride or run at a gallop. Woo, hoo-wee, we just did a gallop. That was a fun gallop when the horse was galloping with its four legs. Number three, a stretch of land suitable for galloping horses. So that area out there is called a gallop. Let's go to the gallop so we can gallop and maybe gallivant. Never heard of the area called a gallop. Number four, a rapid or hasty progression or pace. Just something fast. A gallop. You got to go to gallop. Sometimes I talk at gallop speed. Sometimes you got to talk fast, but I'm trying to not talk so fast, so I'm trying to not be at gallop speed. I'm trying to be at slow speed. So this word is from the Middle French galop, which I'm going to assume just means run or fast or something along those lines. I'm looking for my translate here, and let's switch this over to French. Let's see. I mean, all you French speakers, you're probably like, yeah, I know already what this word means, but it just means gallop. So that's literally all it is. Now we have gallipade or gallipod, G-A-L-L-O-P-A-D-E. This is a noun from 1828. The synonym is gallop, spelled with only one L, which I believe will be in the next episode. Yes, it will. Gallipade or gallipod. Next is gallophile, with a capital G and a P-H-I-L-E at the end. This is an adjective from 1880. The synonym is francophile. That is somebody who I believe is very much enjoying all of the Frenchy things, you know, to put it very succinctly and bluntly and probably slightly inaccurately. And the reason is because it's also from, it's from Gaul, G-A-U-L. And so just to be, I mean, I guess we'll get to probably Gaul later in the G's, but I could look up why is Gaul and France the same thing? I mean, I think I've definitely heard of Gaul, but I don't remember all of my history. Gaul and modern France are not the same country, but modern France is the successor to the territory once known as Gaul. So it's a very similar space. So you can be a Gallophile and a Francophile, and you're pretty much the same thing. Bark, 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 bark. Galloping. Adjective from 1567. This is progressing, developing, or increasing rapidly. As in the examples, we have three of them. Galloping inflation. That is inflation. We were just living through this recently. The inflation is going up and up and up, and the prices are going crazy, and there's no stopping it. When's it gonna end? Oh my gosh, it's gonna break through the glass ceiling. That galloping inflation. But we also have a galloping farce. A galloping farce? Like a joke, a fake thing? The third one is galloping alcoholism. If you have galloping alcoholism, please go to a meeting. I don't think alcoholism should be described that way. That's pretty rough. That means it's getting pretty bad. It's developing. And I hope your doctor has never described your alcoholism as galloping alcoholism. So that's an interesting one. Okay, moving on to Gallo-romance. Gallo-romance, two words with a hyphen. The first letters are capitalized. This is a noun from 1946. It is the romance speech that developed out of the spoken Latin of Transalpine Gaul or Transalpine Gaul. So, Gaul, Gallo, right, we're seeing a connection there. French is a romance language, so it may be this Gallo-romance is similar to French. Maybe it's an old version of French. So, I don't know. I never heard of this language, the romance speech. Who's speaking it? Anybody anymore? I don't know. Bah, bah, bah. Now we have the word Galloway, or Galloway, actually. Galloway, capital G-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y. Noun from 1805. This is any of a breed of hardy, medium-sized, hornless, chiefly black beef cattle native to southwestern Scotland. I do think I need to look up a picture of this. Probably got to post some pictures on the social media of all of these things that have visual elements to them. This is from Galloway, Scotland. Yep, I'm looking at a whole lot of pictures of black cows. Black cows, they don't have horns. They're living in a field. They have a great life. I'm jealous of the Galloway cows. Some of them have white stripes down their middle. That's interesting. what happened there. Now, so that's the Galloway cow, and moving on to Gallo glass, one word, noun from circa 1515. Number one, a mercenary or retainer of an Irish chief. Huh. Mercenary or retainer of an Irish chief? I don't fully understand what we're talking about there. I understand mercenary, but the rest of it is a little... I need some more information. The Gallo glass. Well, number two, an armed Irish foot soldier. So really, a Gallo glass is somebody who's in Ireland, an Irish person who's fighting for something, fighting for their right to party. So this is from the Irish Galloglach, which is from Gaul, which means foreigner, plus oglach, which means young man or warrior. So it's a young warrior who's a foreigner, a foreigner warrior. So are they coming into Ireland to fight? Is that what it is? Interesting. And then, of course, in American, English, we took that Irish word and we kind of just turned it into our own thing. Gallo glass. I'm sure some of you will have much more information about this than I do. Now we have gallows. Gallows, galas. This is the first form. It is a noun from before the 12th century. Number 1A. A frame, usually of two upright posts and a transverse beam from which criminals are hanged. It is called also gallows tree. I feel like I saw a movie not even all that long ago. Was it the Robin Hood, Prince of Tides, Prince of Thieves, Men in Tights, when that's the two upright posts and they're like hanging 3, 4, 5 people or something, and then he shoots the ropes with an arrow? That's a gallows. So it's not necessarily like the single person way to hang. It's the whole bunch of them. That's the gallows. And gallows tree, they called it the gallows tree because it was kind of like a tree. Not fun to talk about people hanging and dying. 1B is the punishment of hanging. You're gonna get the gallows. You stole that bread. We're gonna gallows you on the gallows tree. Number two, a structure consisting of an upright frame with a cross piece. So was this the original gallows? It was just a gallows. That was just a thing. And then they started using it like, you know what? We could hang people from that thing. We could put a platform and then open up the platform and then people drop down and there's a rope on their neck. We that would be a great way to murder people. Can we use your invention, Mr. Gallows, Mrs. Gallows, whoever? I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. Number three, the synonym is the 2A definition for suspender. Suspender, like literally the suspenders that you are wearing, or is this a different suspender? I don't know. Called a gallows? Well, we definitely have to look at the etymology. Let's see, from Middle English, galwes, which is from Old English, galga or gjalga, akin to the Old Norse gelgja, which means pole or stake. From Armenian, jolk, which means twig. Well, that wasn't very helpful at all. Basically, twigs and sticks and poles and stakes, and that became the gallows. All right, well, we got to do some similar stuff now by going... The second form of gallows is an adjective from the 15th century. This means deserving the gallows. So it's an adjective, so you're describing somebody as, look at that gallows person. Because they stole bread, they definitely deserve to be hanged from the gallows. Next is gallows bird, noun from circa 1785. Oh, this could be so many things, given history and language. This is a person who deserves hanging. Oh, interesting. A gallows bird is also somebody who deserves hanging? Why is that? Go get the gallows bird. Hmm. Weird. Weird. Moving on to... Gallows humor. Noun from 1901. This is humor that makes fun of a life-threatening, disastrous, or terrifying situation. I guess I always thought of it as just... humor that's kind of dark and inappropriate, not necessarily life-threatening, disastrous, or terrifying. I mean, yes, that all fits in to the dark and the inappropriate, but I guess I sort of figured it was more all-encompassing of just inappropriate. And I think I lean in the gallows humor region, that section of humor. You know, I mostly keep it in my head. Because you never know, if you're around people, you never know if they're going to appreciate it or not. I should probably just say, screw it. Who cares? And just let my gallows humor fly. It also tends to be pretty inappropriate, pretty just stupid and weird jokes. That's my brain. Very dumb. Blah, 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 blah. Next is gallstone. Noun from 1758. This is a calculus formed in the gallbladder or biliary passages. It's a calculus of this stuff, of cholesterol. Ooh, if you are having maybe too much cholesterol, you might get a gallstone, and then it might be very painful to get it out. And if it causes some other problems, then you might need to get your gallbladder taken out. And we know all about the gallbladder, right? We definitely remember that the gallbladder is a membranous muscular sac in which bile from the liver is stored. Right, you just have that in your brain ready to go at all times. Of course you do. And then you might get a gallstone in it. Hope I never get a gallstone. Gotta keep that cholesterol low. Keep that cholesterol low. Eat less meat. Eat less dairy. You'll be great. Probably. Maybe. I'm not a doctor. Bark, bark, bark. Next is gallus, G-A-L-L-U-S, noun from 1836. The synonym, this is very interesting, not at all what I was expecting. It's the 2A definition for the word suspender. And that was the same synonym that we had for gallows. I was fully expecting this to be something about a chicken, because the chicken species name, I think, is gallus gallus. This is usually used in plural, which would be what galluses or galli. It doesn't actually specify. Suspenders? Suspenders. Hmm. Boy, this is fascinating. I mean, I could go look this up, but why would I do that? Let's just live in the mystery. Maybe we should live in the mystery a little bit longer. Oh, that's fun. Burp, 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 burp. All right, our last word is... gallist. So it's gallus with an E-D, gallist. Oh, I gallist you when I put your suspenders on. This is an adjective from 1927. The definition says wearing galluses. I mean, I guess that's suspenders. Look at that fine-looking gallist person over there wearing suspenders. Wow, those suspenders really do a wonder for their pants. They're gallist. All right, this is blowing my brain a little bit, I guess, I think. Suspenders, I don't know what other suspenders there are, but there's at least three definitions of suspenders. Should I wear suspenders? I think I would look pretty galliced. All right, let's pick a word of the episode. Today we had gallivant, gall midge, gall mite, gall nut, gallon, gallonage, galloon, gallop, gallop, gallipade or gallipod, gallipod, gallophile, galloping, gallo-romance, galloway, gallo-glass, gallows, gallows, gallows bird, gallows humor, gallstone, gallus, and gallist. Well, I was definitely thrown for a loop with those last couple of words all about suspenders. There's a couple of good contenders here. I'm a little torn between gallows humor and gallivant. I want to gallivant around the world with people I find sexy. I'm gonna say some gallows humor while wearing some suspenders, and I'm gallused. I don't know. What am I picking? Let's pick gallivant. G-A-L-L-I-V-A-N-T. That is the word of the episode. Gallivant, going around the world. That's it for the word section. I hope you were not expecting more. But you know what? You come back the next day, and you're going to get more. Or if you're really pining for content, watch it on YouTube. That's pretty easy. Or go back to the beginning and watch them there. I'm just stalling while I bring up my movie list, because that is the most important reason why you are all here. All right, the next movie that I watched, this was way back at the beginning of October, One Battle After Another. I think everybody's probably seen this by now. It's pretty fun. It's pretty great and fun, and but is also, more importantly, dealing with some pretty important sort of political stuff, especially at the beginning. It's a very good movie. Paul Thomas Anderson, a little bit different than a lot of his other movies, other than it's long, and a lot of his movies are long, and definitely worth a watch. One battle after, it's like life. It's like, oh my God, one battle after another. I can't, come on, it's just nonstop, especially when you get to be my age. Now I gotta go fight another battle after this. After I record this, there's another battle to fight by picking up food. Okay, that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.